What issues in the remaining 6 weeks of the campaign will determine the winner of the 72 election? From Washington, D.C., the American Broadcasting Company presents Issues and Answers. Brought to you by the 3M Company. 3M, people still count here. Our guests, Senator Robert Dole and Lawrence O'Brien, will be interviewed by ABC News Capitol Hill correspondent Sam Donaldson and ABC News correspondent David Shoemaker.
Gentlemen, welcome to Issues and Answers. I'm tempted to say Watergate and duck, but let me phrase a question anyway. Senator Dole, you said to a private meeting of Republicans at Miami Beach that the thing that worried you most about Watergate is that something might pop up on October 28th, let's say. Do you think this action delaying the consideration of the civil suits has the effect of preventing anything new from popping up before the election?
Well, what I really said in Miami Beach is that I wish it were behind us instead of in front of us. And I think now they've done about all they can. I mean, the Democrats have been very active, almost a daily release on the Watergate. It hasn't had much impact. And now they've gone on to the grain deal, and next week it'll probably be something else. They don't have any issues, so they keep talking about the Watergate. And I don't see it as any problem now.
Well, I was interested in the comment there. They have done all they can. I think the Justice Department has done all it could to keep a cover on this, to slow the process, the judicial process. I believe that the Justice Department has failed completely to bring this matter to public view as it should be, and I don't anticipate that this matter will not continue to be of great public interest. I anticipate a great deal of activity, and it may emanate from the Hill. But I think when you're talking about political espionage and you're talking about criminal action and you're talking about the serious question of how all this was financed, that you cannot consider that this is now a closed matter because the American people are entitled to know.
Mr. Bryan, the Democrats have certainly taken what could be called their best shots at this issue, and yet it doesn't seem to have ignited a cry of outrage in the country. Are you at all frustrated about that?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you that it has not ignited a cry of outrage in the country, and I think there's a reason for that. I think the American people have assumed that perhaps this is the type of activity that political parties and politicians traditionally engage in, and it was a matter of being caught in this instance. This is extremely unfortunate. I have been in politics all my life, and this is the first occurrence of this nature that I have observed, and I was the victim. But I want to say that political espionage is intolerable. I don't believe anyone concurs in any suggestion that it's an acceptable practice in politics. And I also want to suggest to you that it is intolerable to me because I'm a political activist. I don't think forecloses my civil and constitutional rights. And as I sit here with you now, I haven't the slightest idea as to what was taken from my office, what was photographed in my files, what conversations have been passed on to others in the hierarchy of the Republican Party. The Justice Department has refused to cooperate in any way in this matter. It's absolutely an attempt at whitewash.
But what could you possibly have had in your files that would be worth $3 million? Isn't this a sign, as the Republicans have charged, that you're abusing the judicial process?
Well, we're abusing the judicial process in the midst of being the victims of criminal action, being the victims of political espionage. That's rather a wondrous statement, in my judgment.
I think
the fact remains that there is a great deal that could be garnered by way of information. I know who I talked to on the telephone during those several weeks, and included most prominent Democrats in this country. We had some very candid conversations. Obviously, there are those somewhere in Washington and this nation that are familiar with those conversations as I sit here now.
Senator Dole, I know you want to respond. Why don't you start with the charge that the Justice Department has, in fact, whitewashed this whole case?
Well, it isn't the case, of course. There have been seven indictments, and that was because of the Justice Department's investigation. I think the basic problem is that their candidate, Senator McGovern, has failed to ignite any spark across the country. He runs around, races around the country, posturizing and agonizing and moralizing about the Watergate. But he wants the American people to forget that he's the same Senator McGovern who admired Daniel Ellsberg for stealing top-secret papers from the Pentagon and turning over to the New York Times.
May I just keep you on the Watergate for a while? Isn't it a fact, though, that these indictments do not drive toward the questions of who ordered an operation such as this, who financed it, and who may have received the fruits of an operation such as this? Why don't we have some indictments that at least move toward those questions?
Well, I think we've had Clark McGregor, the director of the committee to re-elect the president, and others indicate that no one else is involved at the White House level or committee to re-elect level.
Well, someone ordered it.
Mr. O'Brien himself was on a network program, I think last week or the week before. He was asked about three times whether or not he would say that Mr. Stans authorized this or was directly involved. And I think they tread on rather dangerous ground. The fact that a couple of people who had offices in the executive office building, and there are hundreds and thousands of people there, to try to link that to Maury Stans or John Mitchell or the president himself, as some would do, I think is really treading on very thin ice, or walking on very thin ice. And so I believe the Democrats have tried. They've tried to make this an issue, and I don't fault them for that. I don't condone what was done. I agree with Mr. O'Brien on that point. But they failed. I believe the American people understand that the Democrats, in all their zeal to make it a big issue, have probably been guilty of overkill.
You know, you mentioned Maury Stans. The president, I think, said at one point during this whole affair that he wanted everyone in the administration and in the committee to re-elect to be open. Anything that they might know, they should talk about. We, the press that have followed this, have in fact talked to people like John Mitchell. But Maury Stans won't talk to us. Why not?
I don't know. He will not talk to you. I think he has talked to reporters. I think he's...
I think he was run to the ground once or twice and said very little.
Well, let me say this.
I think he's made it... may I just have an answer,
Mr. Made it very clear
well,
that...
I'd also like to make a comment.
He's indicated that he has no involvement in it, and that's where it stands, and I don't know if there's any reason for him to talk. We have to recognize also that I wish Mr. McGovern would recognize... He's a great moralist, or at least professes to be. But there are some defendants charged with very serious crimes. They have rights. And whether or not those rights are more important than his ambition to be president, I don't know. But there are seven men charged with serious crimes. And I think their rights should be considered when it comes to why doesn't this man say something, why doesn't she say something or he say something. After all, there's a criminal trial involved, as well as this fishing expedition which Mr. O'Brien started.
Well, let me say this, that first of all, I had hoped that Mr. McGregor would be here today to join me in this program. He refused to accept your invitation some several weeks ago. I think he could have responded definitively to some of the questions you're posing to Mr. Dole. Secondly, the GAO report was quite specific, in my judgment, in documenting the failure to report substantial amounts of money. $114,000 was placed in the hands of those that engaged in this act by the committee to re-elect the president. The finance chairman of that committee is Mr. Stans. It's his responsibility to handle this money. $350,000 in cash and a safe is involved in this. Now, GAO has pointed to these failures to comply with the law. Beyond that, Mr. Stans refused to testify, Bob, before Wright Patman's Banking and Currency Committee.
Well,
now,
if I were
the time has come to put this out on the table, and let's have some candor.
Well, we're not going to have any candor with Wright Patman. He doesn't know how to pronounce Republican. And we're talking about the GAO. I'm filing about 14 additional charges against
the
Democrats.
I heard you were, and perhaps you'd want to review those.
Well, it's another little secret fund you have of $250,000. We've uncovered now you have a corporation where we've had over $2 million in loans to this corporation, some 350 dummy committees set up around the country so that there'll be no proper reporting and accounting of these funds. And I think it really, I think the American people understand that what the Democrats are using the Watergate as a ploy while they go around.
I can't agree.
Could we slow up just for a second? A lot came out all at once, Senator.
I insist on making a comment. The American people do understand that a crime was committed. What is unfortunate, I think, for both of us, on both our parties, is that the American people assume this is the sort of thing that goes on all the time.
And
that's why there's a lack of credibility regarding our form of government in both parties.
But I say when
political
McGovern...
leaders, and why can't we put this out on the table, expose all the facts, let's have this thing once and for all
cleared
up. All the facts
on Watergate and also on the violations that we've alleged with the...
Well, Senator, there is going to start this week, apparently, on the House side, these... hearings that have been mentioned now. Would the Republicans cooperate in an investigation of campaign financing before Congressman Patman's committee? Is he such a prejudiced sort that you can't deal with him?
Well, I think his handicap in the House is about 100. He starts off with any amendment, there are 100 against him just because it's his. And I would assume that he has that same handicap in the committee. Now, Mr. Patman wants to appoint some independent investigator or some independent chairman and remove himself. Then we can have an honest evaluation.
But why would that... The committee is bipartisan, almost evenly distributed.
I was going to ask,
David,
why would such an investigation...
I just must at this point. I know we're going to have to pursue this, and we will, when we return in a moment with more issues and answers.
I wonder. Say, I've got an idea about aberrations for homogeneous radiation.
Take my advice. Stick to polymers.
That's not a bad idea.
An idea is a fragile thing. It invariably starts with one person, one single individual. And even then, the idea doesn't do any good if the environment isn't right. It doesn't take much to kill an idea, just a few words or a lack of attention. Some companies have learned how to make that happen less often.
Say, I was wondering, what do you think of this?
Respect the individual and make sure every employee knows his ideas will be appreciated. We know that one of those ideas could be the one that helps start a whole new industry, like videotape or reflective coatings for license plates. They all started with an individual's idea, an idea that didn't get killed. 3M Company.
I wish I thought of that.
Fantastic.
Senator Dole, the hearings that will begin before Congressman Patman's committee... I'm not clear whether you'll cooperate or not. Will John Mitchell, will Maurice Stans appear if subpoenaed?
I'm not certain. I assume they may. If they ask me to appear, I'd be happy to go over and see Mr. Patman. I served in the House with him for 8 years, and I know he's completely partisan. He'll not be objective, and I know what to expect. But the American people reading about Mr. Patman's hearings may think he's just a kindly old gentleman who wants to get the bottom of everything. I don't think that's the case, but he has a right to have hearings. I assume that's why we're still in session. We could have been out of here 2 weeks ago or earlier if it weren't for the Democrats wanting to get up every day and make political speeches on the Senate floor and look into the Watergate. I think the American people want to talk about the issues.
Yes, but by the same token, I've had exposure to the Congress for a period of 8 years with two Democratic presidents, and I think Mr. Patman is held in very high regard in the Congress. He is a chairman of an extremely important committee that rightly should be concerned with this matter, banking and currency. And I don't think there should be any attempt to dismiss the Banking Currency Committee from this situation. Let me just summarize by saying that it's clear to me that the Justice Department did everything humanly possible, and others, everything humanly possible to slow down, block civil action in this matter. I predict this will continue on the criminal side, that every effort will be made to avoid this criminal case being tried before November 7th, and I further predict that every effort will be made with the Banking Currency Committee to block off hearings on this case. This is a continuing effort to whitewash, a continuing effort to block every attempt that's been made by every person of goodwill to present the facts.
Well, all the persons of goodwill aren't Democrats. I think there are a number of people in politics who, as you indicated earlier, don't want things like this to happen. But I think our problem is when some overzealous Democrats, McGovern included, attempts to link the president. I assume he wants the president to confess that he was down at the Watergate, then he'd be happy. But, of course, that wasn't the case. And to try, by inference, to implicate the president, I think does a disservice. And I go back to what I said earlier. McGovern says, I admire Daniel Ellsberg for stealing top-secret documents from the Pentagon, but he says Republicans should go to jail. Now, and he said this in Pennsylvania about 10 days ago. I don't know the party affiliations of the seven who've been indicted. Some may be Republicans, some may be independents, some may be Democrats. I don't condone what happened, and I don't want to cover up. I think it should be exposed, but not to make it a political issue as such, and that's what it is.
Well, I don't think we're making it a political issue.
Just one more comment.
I don't want to make this a political issue either. I think we have to recognize that this is a criminal act. It is political espionage, and I think Bob and I are both in agreement. We'd like to see the facts out there.
I'm certainly not chuckling over the allegations or what you've said, but we could spend the whole program, but we don't want to do that. I do have one specific question, though, with all respect to Chairman Patman. I think we all know here that the Democrats would prefer to have a congressional investigation on the Senate side. I know, and you know, Mr. O'Brien, that Senator Kennedy has been approached by Senator McGovern specifically. Why hasn't Senator Kennedy agreed to investigate? Will they agree?
I've had no contact with Senator Kennedy in this matter.
I didn't
Indeed,
say you had.
I've had no contact with the Congress in this matter. I have confined my activities to trying to protect my own personal interests and the interests of the Democratic Party in the courts.
Well, do you think we'll have a Senate investigation?
I actually don't know.
Would
Obviously,
you rather see it on the Senate side?
I would like to see full-scale hearings across the Congress and both bodies.
I think the point is that Senator Kennedy doesn't yet control the Judiciary Committee. Senator Eastman is the chairman of that committee, and I think he has
a subcommittee that he could use.
But I think you work with the chairman sometimes, but I'm certainly one on the Senate side, perhaps thinking there might be more visibility, and Kennedy could go on with these plans for 1976, and this would be very helpful.
Speaking of cooperation or the lack of it from Senator Kennedy, and let's broaden that to other Kennedys, why aren't you getting any money from the Kennedy family?
Well, I'm just not aware of any of the financial specifics of this campaign. I have a reputation of being the poorest fundraiser in America, and I think it's a reputation that I've achieved over the years. Bob Strauss, our former treasurer that associated with me, said Larry O'Brien couldn't raise 30 cents, and he was right. So we have weeks to go, and contributions hopefully will be flowing into our coffers, and I have no idea who the individuals are that will be contributing over the next 6 weeks. I can just remain hopeful.
One area of your expertise is political strategy, and it's been considered essential, an article of faith by all the Democrats, that they must smoke Richard Nixon out of the White House. Gloves off. Why are you being unsuccessful? Do you agree that strategy, which is the underpinning of what you hope, has been unsuccessful?
Well, I don't know if you term it strategy. It seems quite obvious to me that under our process, when you're trying to enlist the interest and the involvement of every American that is in a position to participate in this process, that the best way to bring that involvement into action is to have the candidates discuss the issues publicly and discuss the issues, if possible, head-to-head. Now, we've attempted to do that by the waiver of Section 315, and we have failed. I would certainly like to see direct confrontation between the candidates and candid discussions of the issues. And up to date, this hasn't occurred. Hopefully it will. As a matter of fact, I'll go this far. I just mentioned that I'm not an expert in the field of financing campaigns, so perhaps I'm going a long way. But if Bob Dole would join with me, I would suggest that the Democrats would purchase a one hour of prime TV time and offer it to both the president and our presidential candidate for debate and discussion of the issues publicly.
I hope the Democrats get the 9.5 hours you're trying to obtain from the networks, because we think McGovern needs at least 9.5 hours. But I want to comment on Teddy Kennedy's letter. He sent thousands of letters out asking, say, join us in sending money to McGovern. And the only fault with that, there's no one to join because he hasn't sent any money, and neither have any of the other Kennedys. And I don't know what the strategy is, but apparently maybe there's some lack of confidence in whether or not McGovern can overcome the deficit. And as far as the president's concerned, he is the president. As long as the Congress is in session, he has a responsibility. Now, Senator McGovern is a senator. You rarely see him in the Senate. He hasn't been there for a month. But I think the president understands his responsibility is to remain as president and stay out of the partisan activity until the Congress...
Senator, does it bother you that you have a president...
I'd like to follow up on something that you said earlier about smoking out the president. I don't know that it's smoking him out, but he did. I was going to say, he did make a trip last week to Texas. I understand he's going to make a trip to California, a campaign trip. And yet at one time he said he wouldn't get into it really until the middle of October. Does this reflect in any way a feeling that maybe the Republicans were getting dewey-ized, that is, that they were taking too much for granted and the president thought he had to come out earlier than he had originally planned?
I think the president myself is doing what he should do. He's, first of all, accepting his responsibility as president. He is the president of the United States. He is going out to so-called nonpartisan and a very few partisan events. This Tuesday he goes to New York for a fundraising affair, and then he goes to California. But he's been visible. He's not hiding in the White House, contrary to what McGovern may say. So I think the president is doing what he should do. He's pacing himself. He's making himself available to the American people. He's staying on top of the problems we have here and abroad. And this is what the American people want. They don't want him racing around the country trying
Let's talk about one of those problems, if I may. Vietnam. Do you foresee any possibility of a Vietnam settlement before Election Day?
I really don't know, and if I answered, it would be purely speculation, but I do know that by December 1, there'll be only 27,000 Americans in South Vietnam, which is a reduction over 500,000 since Richard Nixon took the office on January 20, 1969.
Well, we do have a president who made a commitment to end the war in Vietnam 4 years ago, and we have over 100,000 Americans that have been recommitted to Vietnam in a continuing war. Incidentally, also, let me say that Senator Kennedy, Bob, has been busily engaged in helping us raise money for this campaign.
But he ought to send some of his own. He has a lot of it.
And also, when we're talking about money, I'd like to discuss the $10 million hidden fund that
let me interrupt you here in this campaign.
I'd be interested in that, along with the wheat agreement.
Because we've got to make a little bit of money here ourselves. And we'll be back in a moment with more issues and answers.
I don't like labels, because they may lump you with people with whom you share only one issue.
A rare spirit of independence and freshness of outlook are reflected in all of Harry Reasoner's commentaries. It's one reason people look forward to hearing what he has to say.
I promise to try to stay surprised enough at life to learn something new if I trip over it. I invite you to join me in that promise.
Harry Reasoner on the ABC Evening News.
There's bound to be a scene like this in almost every radial tire commercial. Because the fact is, radial tires really do have superior handling characteristics. And if they're steel-belted radials, you'll probably see a scene like this. So how can you tell which brand to buy? Well, maybe Uniroyal can help you decide. You see, worldwide, we have been selling steel-belted radials 10 years longer than any other American tire company.
When your company orders a copier from 3M, we want you to receive the copier that's going to do your business the most good. For example, we have a compact desktop unit, ideal for a few copies a day. On the other hand, there's a copier that's completely automatic, from feeding originals to sorting copies into sets. We also have a machine that features continuous stream feeding of originals, and a new high-speed copier that creates sharp, black-on-white copies on ordinary bond-weight paper. And if you want color, 3M now offers a machine that reproduces any original in full color. So let us help you decide which 3M copier can lower your copying cost. See and compare them all at your 3M Business Products Center.
I know the subject of polls is a sort of a routine one, and yet it makes a lot of difference right now when all the major polls, or the two major polls, show Senator McGovern 34 points down. But there's a story that Pat Caddell, the senator's pollster, is telling him privately that his latest polls show the gap only 22 points. Can you confirm that, Mr. O'Brien?
I can't confirm it specifically because I haven't seen Mr. Caddell's polls, but I have an understanding that it's in that general vicinity, that it does show a much better situation than some of the public polls of the past have shown, particularly in the key states. And it's very close in many of the key states.
Senator Dole, here you have a candidate who is leading by more than 30% in the so far published polls, and yet there is still serious question that he's going to be able to bring in a Republican Congress. Why is he doing so well in one area and yet having such poor coattail effects?
Well, my own opinion is, and again, and I'm seated with an expert, Larry O'Brien, I think it takes a while to develop a coattail. I think right out of the box you had McGovern and Nixon, and people made a very quick choice. And there's going to be some fall off. There's no question about it. But I think the people start then in the last few weeks and maybe the last two or three weeks, do I want the Nixon X team or the McGovern X team in the Senate or in the Congress? And I think many make their choice about that. So I see some coattail effect. I agree the polls will probably not hold up to 34% or 30%, but there will be some slippage. If people are going to suddenly say, well, I'm a Democrat, even though I don't like McGovern, what he stands for in defense and amnesty and all those other things that he's wrong on, that I'll vote for him. And this will make a difference.
When you see the president take a trip like he did to Texas, where he spends a couple of days almost with Democrats and about 30 minutes with Republicans, doesn't that bother you as a man charged with the long-term good interests of your party?
No, it really helps me because I see this new majority, and if we're ever going to build the Republican Party, Again, as Larry O'Brien knows, you're going to build your party in a majority party. You've got to attract non-Republicans. You've got to attract Democrats and independents. And so I welcome these visits with President Nixon, with union leaders, with voters all across the country, Democrats, of course, too, and independents.
Mr. O'Brien, do you think that Senator McGovern's strategy in the last couple of weeks of rushing around to at least three media markets a day has made a lot of sense?
Yeah, I think he's been conducting a vigorous campaign. I would hope he would.
That really wasn't the thrust of my question.
It is, because that indicates vigor in a campaign, moving around and meeting the people directly. Let me say, it's clear to me that we will have a Democratic Congress reelected in November, on November 7th, and I think it'll be a very close election. We'll go to the wire, comparable to 1960 and 1968. But I don't want to have this program end without just making one reference to a comment Bob Dole made, and perhaps we could join in this regard. He suggested perhaps an independent investigation of the Watergate is appropriate. Now, that is a request we've made of to the president on several occasions. And it's not too late. Perhaps we could join in that and have an independent investigation, an independent investigator of national repute. I would like to also make reference to the $10 million of this hidden fund that the Republicans are using, and we haven't gotten to the wheat agreement.
Well, I don't want to cut the senators a chance to respond,
so I think these are matters that we ought to
But I really would like to pursue the question I asked
right.
you,
well,
which is whether you think it makes a lot of sense to try to rush around and reach three
well,
media
term,
markets
term
today.
It rush around. I don't know.
Governor, you go out to the people.
When you go out to the people... I saw President Kennedy in a campaign in 1960 campaign just as vigorously as George McGovern's campaign. It meant a campaign to and with the people across this country.
So you are not going to recommend a change in that?
I'm going to recommend some additional elements of the campaign
that will involve
television presentations of our views along with the personalized campaigning that's been going on. I think we can and will develop an appropriate combination of the two.
Now we have about 30 seconds, Senator.
Well, for the name of the independent prosecutor that would be acceptable
well,
to you.
I was talking about the banking and currency because I know Mr. Patton is anything but independent. Let me say that we think it's unfortunate that Senator McGovern is trying to scuttle the billion-dollar grain sale, and I hope it doesn't have an adverse impact on farmers. Secondly, there's no secret fund. I've offered to propose an amendment to set back the reporting date if the Democrat Congress wants to change the law. That's one thing, but we've complied with the law. We intend to comply with the law. We
and
intend to reelect Richard Nixon.
Oh, I'm sorry about it.
Thank you
very much, Senator Dole, Mr. O'Brien, for being with us today on Issues and Answers.
The American Broadcasting Company has presented Issues and Answers, brought to you by the 3M Company. 3M, people still count here. Our guests have been Senator Robert Dole, Republican of Kansas, Chairman of the Republican National Committee, and Lawrence O'Brien, Chairman of the McGovern-Shriver Campaign. We hope you'll join us again next week for another program of Issues and Answers.